You know how it seems like every day there's another headline about AI, changing the world? Well, December 27th, 2024 was like this crazy highlight reel of all of those headlines, just crammed into one day. Funding news, potential job market, like earthquakes, even some AI hiccups along the way.
Yeah, for sure.
And you gave us a whole stack of articles and notes about just this one day, and we're here to kind of unpack it all with you.
I'm excited. It's a really fascinating look into, I think, the speed at which this is all developing. We'll be able to look at stories that show just how fast AI is developing and what it could mean for your life, like whether you're deep in the tech world or just curious about the future.
Let's jump right into the biggest news of the day. I think it's fair to say that was OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, announced that they're shifting from a nonprofit to a for-profit model. What's the big picture there? Why is that such a big deal?
This is all about attracting more investment so that they can develop AI models even faster. Imagine the kind of resources they could access as a, full-blown for-profit company.
So more investment equals faster development.
Faster development.
What could that mean for, someone like you, who uses, AI tools like ChatGPT?
I mean, it's hard to say for sure, but you can bet that it means that, even more powerful and more sophisticated AI tools would become available more quickly. You think about how rapidly ChatGPT has evolved already. Like this is just gonna accelerate that.
Okay, so OpenAI making a bold move. And then Microsoft, who just invested, what, $14 billion in it,
Yeah, a cool $14
are
billion.
also diversifying their AI portfolio. What's behind that kind of a strategy?
Yeah, I think what that tells me is that they're hedging their bets. While they're clearly confident in OpenAI, they're also exploring other avenues in AI. So that could lead to a wider range of applications, potentially even more competition, which ultimately benefits everyone who uses AI.
Yeah, makes sense. And it's really exciting to see these power players making these big moves, but it's not just them. A cloud computing startup called Volter just raised a massive $333 million and reached a valuation of $3.5 billion. That's some serious confidence from investors.
It speaks volumes about the belief in AI cloud platforms, because what these platforms provide is the muscle needed to run the incredibly complex calculations that AI development involves. So, I mean, Vulture's success is a sign that they're going to be a major player in this, expanding AI landscape.
Yeah, and get this. It's not just tech companies attracting this kind of money. Heirloom, which is focused on carbon capture technology, also secured $150 million in funding. So it really goes to show how AI is impacting like this wide range of sectors, even those, that are focused on climate solutions.
Yeah, I think this is super interesting because it demonstrates how AI is becoming a tool to really optimize and enhance all the different approaches we have to tackle climate change. So in Heirloom's case, AI could be used to boost the efficiency of their carbon capture tech, to make it more affordable and make it, something that can be used on a larger scale.
So it's pretty amazing to see how AI is kind of weaving itself into all these different areas. Speaking of shaking things up, there's this open source AI model from DeepSeek that's making waves. It even outperforms some of the big names like Llama and Qwen on benchmarks. What makes this such a big deal?
I think DeepSeek's success with their new model is important because it shows the potential of open source AI to, compete with the giants like Google and their proprietary models. And what's so fascinating about open source AI is that it's like someone's opened up the recipe book, so that everyone can see the ingredients and how it's
So
made.
instead of a few companies controlling the technology, open
Exact.
source allows like more people to participate.
More people to participate, more developers, more researchers can access it, they can modify it, they can build upon it. And that leads to faster innovation, more collaborative approach to AI development.
So we've got OpenAI going for profit, we've got Microsoft spreading its bets, and then we've got open source AI challenging those big players. It's a lot to take in. What What do you think this all means for the average person using AI in their everyday life?
Yeah, I think it really points to a future where AI tools just become even more powerful and even more integrated into our lives. I mean, imagine a world where your smartphone can anticipate your needs, your car can drive itself safely through any conditions, and your doctor has like AI-powered diagnostics that are, more accurate than ever before.
That sounds both exciting
Right.
and a little bit daunting.
Yeah, for sure.
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's bring it back to December 27th.
Okay.
One of the big stories from that day was that ChatGPT actually experienced an outage,
Yep.
leaving a lot of people kind of in a lurch.
Yeah.
What does that say to you?
That outage, I think, was a reminder that as much as AI is changing our lives, we're still in the early stages of its development. And it also highlighted how reliant we're becoming on these tools.
It's definitely something to think about, especially as AI becomes more integrated into like essential services. Can you imagine like your bank
Yeah.
or your car or even your job relies on AI that
Right.
suddenly stops working?
Yeah, it underscores the importance of reliability and resilience in AI systems, especially as they become more critical to our daily lives. We need to make sure that these systems are robust enough to handle, unexpected disruptions.
Speaking of AI being used in everyday life, Airbnb announced that they're using AI to prevent those massive New Year's Eve house parties that get out of control. It's fascinating to see AI finding its way into even these kinds of like practical
That's a
applications.
great example of how AI is being used to address real-world problems. Airbnb, they want to maintain a sense of trust and safety on their platform, and AI can help them like proactively identify bookings that look like they might turn into like a massive party.
So it shows how AI can be used in ways that benefit both the company and the people using their services.
Yeah, absolutely.
So far, we've talked about big companies making big moves, but the impact of AI goes far beyond the tech giants. What stands out to you about the way AI is starting to touch so many different aspects of our lives?
I think what strikes me is that, AI isn't just about robots and self-driving cars anymore. It's becoming this kind of invisible force that's shaping how we experience the world, often in ways that we don't even realize.
It's like AI is quietly working behind the scenes, from filtering our social media feeds to helping us find the fastest route home.
Yeah, and its influence is only growing. One story that really caught my eye from December 27th was the news about Reddit's big push into AI.
Interesting.
It's fascinating to see how they're using AI to kind of make the platform more engaging and, potentially generate more revenue. So they're experimenting with AI for like personalizing content recommendations, moderating harmful content, and even creating AI-powered chatbots.
So AI could actually be like shaping what you see and who you interact with on Reddit. That's a pretty big shift.
It is, and investors are clearly paying attention. Citi, they raised their price target for Reddit to $200, which shows their confidence in the company's, AI-driven growth strategy. I think we're going to see more social media platforms following a similar path.
It seems like AI is becoming this like must-have for any company that wants to stay competitive. But let's step back for a moment and look at the bigger picture. All this AI advancement is exciting, but it also raises some pretty important questions about like potential risks.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are some of the things we need to be thinking about
Yeah.
as AI becomes even more integrated into our lives?
Well, I think one of the biggest concerns is the potential impact on the job market. As AI systems become more and more sophisticated, they could automate tasks that are currently done by humans, which could lead to, job displacement in certain sectors.
We were talking earlier about the IMF predicting that 36% of jobs in the Philippines could be affected by AI. And it's not just limited to one country. This is like a global,
A global issue.
that's on a lot of people's minds.
Absolutely. And it's not just, blue collar jobs that are potentially at risk. AI is increasingly capable of performing complex cognitive tasks, so it could impact, white collar professions as well.
So for someone listening who's thinking, is AI going to take my job? What advice would you give them?
I think the key is adaptability.
Okay.
You know, we need to focus on developing skills that complement AI rather mm-hmm. than competing with it. Right.
Yep.
So things like creativity, critical thinking, problem solving, emotional intelligence, these are all going to become even more valuable in an AI-powered workforce.
So it's not about becoming like robots ourselves.
No.
But like learning to work alongside AI
right.
and leveraging its strengths. What other risks should we be aware of?
Well, I think another significant concern is the potential for AI to be used for malicious purposes.
Okay.
So, I mean, think about things like deepfakes, the spread of misinformation, you know, autonomous weapon systems that could make, you know, warfare even more destructive.
Mm.
You know, there are also worries about AI-powered surveillance systems that could erode privacy and civil liberties.
It sounds like we need to be very, very careful about how we develop and deploy AI.
Yeah.
To make sure we're not creating these tools that could be used against us.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. We need to, you know, develop safeguards and regulations to ensure that AI is used responsibly and ethically. And that means having open and honest conversations about the potential risks and working together to create a future where, you know, AI benefits all of humanity.
Yeah, it's not about fearing AI, but respecting its power
right.
and understanding how to harness it
yeah.
for good. With all these potential risks, it's easy to get caught up in the negative.
Yeah.
But AI also has this potential to do a lot of good.
Oh, for sure.
In the world. What are some of the potential benefits that you find most exciting?
Well, I think AI has the potential to help us tackle some of the world's most pressing problems.
Okay.
You know, take healthcare, for example. You know, AI is already being used to diagnose diseases earlier, personalize treatment plans,
right.
and even develop new drugs and therapies.
So we could see AI helping people live longer
yes.
and healthier lives.
That's certainly the hope. And it's not about replacing doctors. You know, it's about
right.
giving them, you know, powerful tools to improve patient care.
Yeah.
And it's not just healthcare. You know, AI can also play a big role in addressing climate change.
Yeah.
It can help optimize energy consumption, develop more efficient renewable energy sources,
right?
And even monitor and predict environmental changes.
So AI could be like a key player in saving the planet.
I think it has that potential.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to remember that amidst all the concern about the potential risks. It also offers these amazing opportunities
yeah.
to make the world a better place. You know,
yeah.
it can also revolutionize education by personalizing learning experiences, providing real-time feedback,
uh-huh.
and making quality education more accessible to people around the world.
It's not about replacing teachers.
Right.
It's about giving them the tools
right.
to help students learn more effectively.
More effectively, yeah.
That's a really positive vision of what AI can achieve.
I think it's important to remember that, you know, the future of AI is not set in stone. It's up to us to shape how this technology develops
right.
and how it's used. You know, we need to be proactive in addressing the potential risks while also, you know, embracing the incredible opportunities that AI offers.
That's why I think these deep dives are so important. You know, it's
yeah.
about helping people like you understand this complex landscape.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
so we can all make informed decisions about the future that we want to create.
Exactly.
So we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We've talked about the big players like OpenAI and Microsoft,
yeah.
mm-hmm. the rise of open source AI and the potential impact on jobs. We've also explored the risks and benefits of this powerful technology. But there's still more to uncover. What should our listeners be thinking about as we head into the final part of our deep dive?
Yeah, I mean, a lot to think about,
yeah.
for sure.
Welcome back to the deep dive. It is amazing how much ground we've covered.
Right.
Just talking about AI news from a single day, December 27th, 2024.
It really shows you just how, you know, how quickly this field is moving and just how many different areas it's touching
okay.
everything from, you know, big tech companies to social media platforms to, you know, the way we address global challenges like climate change.
We started off talking about OpenAI's shift to a for-profit model
yeah.
and Microsoft's investment strategy.
Uh-huh.
But it's been fascinating to see how AI is impacting more than just the tech giants.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you think are the biggest takeaways for someone trying to make sense of this rapidly evolving
yeah.
landscape?
Well, I think one key takeaway is that, you know, AI is no longer this futuristic concept.
Right.
It's woven into the fabric of our lives, whether we realize it or not.
Yeah.
And as we've seen, this trend is only going to accelerate.
It's like we're living in the future we used to see in movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except the AI is often working behind the scenes in ways we don't even notice.
Exactly. Another important takeaway, I think, is that the race for AI dominance is heating up. You know, companies are pouring billions of dollars into research and development, and the competition is fierce.
Yeah, I mean, we see that in the news every day, you know, with companies vying for top talent, announcing these breakthroughs in AI capabilities. It is exciting to see this level of investment and innovation.
It's driving, you know, incredible progress, but it also raises, you know, crucial questions about the future of AI and how we manage its development responsibly.
Right.
And that brings us to perhaps the most crucial takeaway, which is that we need to be having like serious conversations about, you know, the ethical implications of AI.
We've talked about some of the potential risks.
Right.
Like, you know, job displacement and the potential for misuse.
Right.
But those conversations need to be happening on a much larger scale.
Absolutely. The future of AI isn't, you know, predetermined. It's being shaped by the choices we make today as individuals, as companies, and as a society.
So what can someone listening to this deep dive do to prepare for this AI-powered future and maybe even help shape it in a positive direction?
Well, I think one of the most important things you can do is just embrace lifelong learning. You know, that the skills that are in demand today may not be the skills that are needed 5 or 10 years from now.
Yeah, it's about being adaptable and willing to, you know, constantly learn and grow, which is good advice in any field, really.
Yeah, it's especially critical in the age of AI. Also, you know, stay informed, pay attention to the news, read articles, engage in conversations about the impact of AI.
Yeah.
The more you understand about this technology, the better equipped you'll be to, you know, to navigate the changes that it brings.
So it's about being an active participant in shaping the future, not just a passive observer.
Exactly.
And finally, don't be afraid to speak up, share your thoughts, ask questions, voice your concerns about the development and deployment of AI.
You know, it's a conversation that needs to involve everyone. The future of AI shouldn't be decided by a small group of tech companies or governments. It's something we need to figure out together.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into December 27, 2024, I'm curious to hear, you know, what's stuck with you the most from all the news and information we've explored. What's the one thing that you'll be thinking about as you go about your day?
You know, for me, it's the realization that we're at this like pivotal moment in history. You know, AI has the potential to reshape our world in profound ways, both positive and negative.
Mm-hmm.
And the choices we make today will determine what that future looks like.
It's a sobering thought, but also an empowering one.
Yeah.
We have the power to shape the future of AI.
We do.
And that's something we should all be thinking about.
Yeah, it's exciting and a little daunting, but it's a challenge we need to embrace.
Well said. And that is a wrap on our deep dive. Thanks for joining us as we explored this snapshot of the AI landscape.
Yeah, it's fun.
And all its complexities. Hopefully you've gained some new insights and perspectives that'll help you navigate this rapidly evolving world.
And remember, the conversation doesn't end here. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep learning.
Mm-hmm.
The future of AI is being written right now, and we all have a role to play in shaping it.